Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the very last Amud of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis Amar Rabbi Baruchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Modim Chacham and Rami Gamliel. The Chacham, meaning there was a machlok between the Chacham and Rami Gamliel we learned about yesterday, whether a shliach tzibur can be motzi people who themselves know how to daven. So the Chacham ultimately admitted to Rami Gamliel that a shliach tzibur can be motzi other people in this tefillah, even if they themselves know how to daven. V'Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machlokas. V'Rav says, I don't think they ever agreed. I think it's still a Machlokas. Shem Rabbi Chibre de Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Chibre de Rabbi Nachmeni heard Rabbi Yochanan, heard that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chum ultimately agreed. Azram L'Shmei Tekameh. So he, de Rav Dimi Bar Chimna, he said it over. He repeated this to Rav Dimi Bar Chimna. Amalei Rav Dimi said, Hachi Amar Rav, Adayin Hi Machlokas. Rav disagrees. Rav thinks it's still a Machlokas. Amalei Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who's the one that said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Chum ultimately agreed, Nami Hachi Kamar, even he says that some disagree with Rabbi Yochanan about this. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lahashmeita Afligal Dei Reish Lakish Amar Adayin Hi Machlokas, meaning even the very source of the person who told us that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Machlokas went away, he acknowledged that the other Amram didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. They thought that the Machlokas still exists. So it's a Machlokas whether ultimately the Chum agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that a Shliach Tzibur can be motzi other people. So asks the Gemara Rabbi Bechana, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that the Chum ultimately agreed to Rabbi Gamliel that he can be motzi, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi others? V'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipo Ra'a, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hilchsek Rabbi Gamliel. Didn't Rabbi Chana Tzipo Ra'a say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi Ubaki? So Hilchsa Mechal Depligi, if you're going to paskin that a Shliach Tzibur could be motzi Ubaki, that implies that there is a machlokas to paskin on. If there was no machlokas and everyone agreed, there's no need to paskin. You're only paskining because there's a machlokas. Ki salik Rabbi Abba Miyami, when Rabbi Abba came from the sea, Pirsha, he was miyashiv the stira in Rabbi Yochanan as follows, that there's a difference between the brachos of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the brachos of the rest of the year. Modim chalam gamliel barbach shor Rosh Hashanah shleim akipurim, that everyone agrees that by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, that's where the Chacham ultimately agreed that you could be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. Allah mechal depligi bebrachos kol Hashana, where the machlokas still exists and we just paskin that he could be Yotzei, that's with the brachos of the rest of the year. Ask the Gemara, Eini, can you say that Rabbi Yochanan meant Dafka Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is where the Rabbanan were molded to Rabbi Gamliel? V'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipura'a Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Gamliel bebrachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, implying that it's still a machlokas when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Man Modim Rabbi Meir. When we say Modim, that someone was Moda to Rabbi Gamliel, it's that Rabbi Meir was Moda to Rabbi Gamliel. V'halacha, when Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, Mechal Depligi Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan who still argue on Rabbi Gamliel. D'tanya Bracha Shal Rosh Hashanah V'shel Yom HaKippurim Shiach Tzibur Motzi Rami Dechavas and Divrei Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, you could be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. V'cham Omrim Keshem Shal Shliach Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid V'yachid Chayev. Just like the Shliach Tzibur's Chayev, so too is every single individual. So then the Gemara says, Maishna Hani, why is the dinner of the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why would it be different than the brachos of the rest of the year? Meaning, why are we more likely to say that you're allowed to be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur Davka on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? Ile Mishum Din Fishi Krai, if you can say the reason is because there are so many psukim that you're mentioning in the Shemoneh Esrei and Musaf Rosh Hashanah, so it's just so much Malchus, Achronos, Shofros, so we have to go a little lighter that and it'll be a little more Mekel that the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi, even people who are otherwise Bekiyim, because he's just not used to saying all those psukim. V'amar Rav Chanana L'Amarav, V'din Rav Chanana L'Amarav say that even though you need to say all these psukim, Pasukim, but you don't have to say them in their entirety. Kivan Shamar Vesras Chakasav Lemar, Shuvay Notzarech. Meaning, if you said, Nasav Nakhil Venachel Kamitzr Snechel Moshe Ksavta Lena Besar Secha, you don't have to say the Pasukim themselves. So you say, Kamosha Ksavta Besar Secha, it's as if you already mentioned the Pasukim. So there's no, like, big, reason to be extra Makel in Rosh Hashanah. Elimishim Da'avshi Brachos, it's because there are just more Brachos. There are nine long Brachos, as opposed to a regular tefillah, where it's less likely that you'll come to make a mistake. So that's why. So meaning, okay. So let's make a main point. Some distinguish between brachos of between tefillos of the rest of the year and tefillos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That the Rabbanan hold you can be yotze with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with the Sheikh Sibur, but not the rest of the year because it's such a longer Shemona Esrei. Gufa, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Kivan Shomer V'Sraschu Chazalei Moshuvei Natsarach. Once you mention that there are psukim, you don't have to actually say the psukim. Savra Mina Hani Mil B'Yachar Av L'Tzibur Lo. So the Bnei Yeshiva originally thought that that's only when you're davening alone, but a Sheikh Sibur is motzi other people, has to actually say the psukim. Itmar Amar Rav Shabbat Levi, Echad Yachid V'Echad Tzibur. Kivan Shomer V'Sraschu Chazalei Moshuvei Natsarach. That doesn't make a difference if it's a Yachid or a Tzibur. You don't have to actually say the psukim. Amar Rav Lazar, Li'olam Yastir Adam Tfilah. So and shall he prepare his tefillah first, v'achar kach yispalel, and only then daven, to make sure that he's fluent in the tefillah. Amar Rabbi Abba Mestabra Milseid Rabbi Elazar, v'brach shal Hashanah v'shalom k'mur mishal prakim. I think that that makes sense by tefillos that we don't say all the time, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Tovim, aval dekal Hashanah. But if it's a regular tefillah, lo, you don't have to arrange the tefillah and make sure you're fluent. Of course you're fluent, you say it three times a day. So ask him, Eini, what, you don't have to arrange the tefillah by the rest of the year? Vaha Rav Yehuda Mesadet Tzlosei Matzlei. Rav Yehuda was a pretty great guy, and he did it. He used to prepare the tefillah. And so Gemara Shaini Rav Yehuda, Kivan Demi Tiltin Yomin L'Tiltin Yomin Havei Matzlei. Rabbi Yehuda didn't daven all the time. Rabbi Yehuda used to learn so constantly that he would only daven every 30 days, and therefore kiprakim dami. Everything was like, every tefillah to him was like a yantiv tefillah, so he would actually have to prepare the tefillah in advance. So let's make that a main point, that the halacha that one has to prepare his tefillah before davening is only true when it's an occasional tefillah, or for someone like Rabbi Yehuda, any tefillah. So the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Gamliel's shita that a shliach tzibur could be motzi even someone who is a baki. Amar Rav Acha bar Avira, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Poter Rabbi Gamliel afilu am shabsados. Even the people who didn't come to shul and are out in the fields can be yotzi with the shliach tzibur. V'lo mi bayahani dekai mihacha. Not only those who are in the city, and certainly those who are in the city. That they could be yotzei. So it says, "Mar adraba, hani anisi." What do you mean? Certainly, those who are in the city. Those who are in the city, should be harder to be motzi, because the people in the field at least are honest. They have a good excuse for not being able to come. But hani, the people who are in the city, lo anisi. Why didn't they show up to shul? You should not be allowed them to be yotzei with the sheikh. Tzibur, come to shul. Tatani Abba Breder Rabbi Yom Brachia. Am shachori kohanim einim b'chal bracha. Very similar to the din that the people in shul who stand behind the kohanim are not included in the birchas kohanim, even though people who aren't even in shul are included in the birchas kohanim. Because once you're there, you might as well stand in the right spot. Ela ki yasu rabbi namar rabbi Yaakov Aridi, amar rabbi Shimon Chasida, lo pater rabbi Gamliel, ela am shebesados. The only people that Rabbi Gamliel says that are yotzei with the shliach tzibur are the am shebesados, even though they didn't hear the shliach tzibur. My time is from nisi b'malacha, because they had no choice. They were honest. They had to work. Avol bi'ir lo. But if you have people around the city who just choose not to come to shul, they are not yotzei with the shliach tzibur. So the final main point of the Masechta, Rabbi Gamliel holds. That even people who aren't in shul but are out working in the fields, Nebuch, Anus, they're out working in the fields, are yotzi with the shliach tzibur. But those who are not in shul because they just don't want to be there are not yotzi with the shliach tzibur. Hadran Allah, Yom Tov, Slik Lamasech Rashana, Yashikach, to everyone who stuck with us through the entire Limud, Mazel Tov on the Siyum of Mesechas Rosh Hashanah.